is our top story. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has responded to a letter by President Hassan Rouhani on the implementation of the nuclear deal. Ayatollah Khamenei has thanked President Rouhani and his negotiating team for their efforts to implement the nuclear deal. The leader hailed the Iranian nation's resistance, which led to the removal of the unjust sanctions and forced the other side to back down. Ayatollah Khamenei said that the acts of the other side must be monitored to ensure that it fully sticks to its commitments. He called on Iranian officials to remain cautious of deception and breach of promise by arrogant powers. The U.S. in particular, Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that the removal of sanctions alone cannot drive the economy forward. Rather, efforts should be made to adhere to the principles of resistance economy. President Hassan Rouhani says a nuclear deal between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries marks a new beginning for the country's economy.
If we all fulfill our responsibilities and properly manage the tasks assigned to us, the chains on our economy will be broken and the economy will become capable of competing with its foreign partners in a short time.
Addressing a conference in Tehran on Iran's post-deal economy, President Rouhani also noted that the country seeks constructive interaction with the world. He also referred to the difficulties in clinching the nuclear deal, saying there were many inside and outside the country who sought to hamper progress of the talks. He then cited the deal as a great diplomatic achievement, saying Iran is the only country which has come out of the Chapter 7 of the United Nations Charter without facing a war.
Just a day after all nuclear-related international sanctions on Iran were removed, the U.S. administration imposed fresh bans on Tehran over its ballistic missile program. The new sanctions target 11 individuals and entities. Washington claims that Iran's missile program is a threat to global security. But Tehran has categorically rejected the claim, saying the missile program is merely defensive. Tehran also said it has contingency plans to use against any adverse measures.
We have different responses to different United States actions. We have said that we will boost our defensive capabilities in response to their recent troublemaking measures over Iran's missile program, which of course is not pertinent to the JCPOA. We've explicitly said from day one that we don't negotiate our missile program.
The Iranian foreign minister noted that the new U.S. sanctions have no legal basis. Zarif argued that Washington has adopted the measures based on U.N. resolutions, which were annulled in the wake of the implementation of the nuclear deal. He added that Tehran is closely monitoring the terms of the JCPOA agreement, warning that it's prepared to appropriately respond to any possible violations of the accord. Meanwhile, President Hassan Rouhani said that Tehran does not yet trust the United States and will remain cautious in its future dealings with Washington. Rouhani, who met with the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yuki Amano, said that Iran will remain committed to its international obligations, adding, however, that Tehran reserved the right to respond to any breaches of the nuclear deal by the United States. He once again highlighted the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program and added that based on religious and moral grounds, Tehran will never seek weapons of mass destruction. Amano has already stated that the agency is happy with Iran's cooperation and that it wants to maintain constructive relations with the country.
Implementation of the additional protocol is of particular importance. We must maintain the momentum. Relations between Iran and the IAEA now entering a new phase. We are committed to continue our work in an impartial, non-political, and factual way.
The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was implemented only after all concerned parties, including the United States, confirmed the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. But Washington hastily resorted to new anti-Iran measures. Iran has time and again expressed concern about the honesty and reliability of U.S. officials, saying they have a record of breaking their promises during the past several decades.